see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum at the cook stove in the Meadowlark restaurant. Doc Withers is helping out with the dishwasher. Listen.
Yeah, I got your Lum burger just about ready, Ulysses.
Yeah, okay.
And so this lady told Mrs. Ferguson, she's the one that lives a block and a half from the Mount Ivy post office. She told Mrs. Ferguson that her uncle owned two silk shirts with his initials embroidered on the pocket of both of them. Well, sir, Mrs. Ferguson just stood there for about 2 minutes.
Doc, I hate to interrupt you, but I've got Ulysses Lumberger all done, but no plate to put it on. Would you mind getting back to your job there and washing one up?
Yes. I was just telling Ulysses about Mrs. Ferguson.
Yeah, I know.
A Mount Ivy resident.
Yeah, but this Lumberger's going to get cold.
Nice woman. I'll get you a cup right away, Lum.
I want a plate.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Ulysses, but everything's in a jumble here since Abner quit to take Grandpap's old telegraph delivery job.
That's okay, Lum.
I've hired Doc, but he's kind of slow on Ferg. I'm just swamped under with work here. If Abner don't change his mind and come back pretty soon, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, here's your knife and fork, Ulysses. I think that was your ring there, Lum.
Yeah, I hear it. Ulysses got a knife and fork. What he needs is a plate.
Yes, that's what you ought to have, Ulysses. Plate.
Yeah, okay.
I'm coming. Dad, blame that phone. Doc, when you get a plate voice, the Lumberger's in the skillet there.
I'll handle it, Lum. I'll take care of it.
Hello, jot 'em down store in Meadowlark Restaurant talking. Head chef, Maitre D. Edwards. How's that? Oh, hi, Miss Barton. Well, yeah, we've got the 10-pound bucket of lard, but I think maybe you better try Dick Huddleston's store. Yeah, sure, we want your business, but I just don't know when we can make any delivers the way things are around here right now. Well, no, it ain't that, Miss Barton. It's just... Hello? That's fine. Now we're losing our store customers.
Well, Mrs. Ferguson looked her over, up and down, for about 2 minutes. Never said a word.
For goodness sakes, Doc, ain't you got that plate for Ulysses yet?
How's that, Lum?
Granny's the Lumberger's cold by now. I'll have to make you a new one, Ulysses.
Oh, that's okay, Lum. Them things are okay any way you take them. Hot, cold, or lukewarm.
Well, that's nice of you to say that. Now, wait a minute. Here's a saucer. Maybe that'll be big enough for now.
Okay.
So, Mrs. Ferguson.
Here you are, Ulysses. I'm sorry about this. Things will be better next time you come in.
That's okay, Lum.
So, Mrs. Ferguson...
Howdy. How are you, Doc? Telegram for Mr. Edwards.
All right. Give it here, boy.
I'd like to hear the rattle and clink of silver first, kid.
Now, listen here, Abner Peabody. I'm done tipping you for them telegrams. Just give it here.
If you want to read what's wrote here, just cross the man's palm with a little cash.
I ain't gonna do it. There ain't no law that says you gotta tip a telegram deliver boy, neither.
Do you want to get this telegram?
All right. Here's your 10 cents.
That's better.
Robber.
Thank you. Who's that slave with the dish towel back of the counter there?
Well, I am a little slow, but I'm catching on. I was just telling Ulysses here about Mr. Ferguson.
Uh-huh. By the way, Lum, I believe I got a couple more telegrams for you here.
All right, hand them over, Mr. Gifty James.
Peabody's the name, Mr. A. Peabody of the Telegraph Company. You want these other telegrams, or don't you?
Abner, will you step back in the feed room with me for a minute?
Oh, no, you don't.
I ain't going to hit you. Come on. You want to get your tips, don't you?
Well, yeah, sure, but...
All right, then. Come on. I just want to discuss something with you, and I don't want to do it in front of all my staff and clientele. My customers.
Oh.
Doc, if some more folks come in after Lumberger's, tell them I'll be back in just a minute.
Yes, I'll handle it, Lum. So Mrs. Ferguson stood there, and finally she says, two silk shirts, huh?
Lum, what you aiming on doing?
Not a thing. Just want to have a discussion with you.
Are you going to use the baseball bat in this discussion?
Now, look, Abner, you've just got to come back to work here.
Oh, no, sir, I ain't going to do that, no, sir.
But you've got to, Abner. I just can't get all the work done the way it is. I'm losing store customers because I can't promise them no delivers or nothing, and I'm going to lose restaurant customers, too, because I never have no clean plates to serve the victuals on.
That is too bad.
I tell you, I've just got more work here than 6 grown men can handle.
Well, good. Now, maybe you know what I've been going through. I had more work than 7 grown men could handle.
Look, Abner, you've just got to quit this silly deliver boy job.
Silly? Here, all I do is just tote a few little old telegrams across the street and make myself $1 or $1.50 a day. You call that silly?
Yeah, but look,
when
Abner,
I was over here, I had to work my head to the bone. From sun up to sun down, I weren't making half that. Doggies, I've got time to enjoy life now. Go down to the barber shop, sit around down there, play checkers with Charlie Redfield. I'm living now, boy.
But everything's going to wreck and ruin over here. What am I going to do?
You got a secretary. Put him to work.
Secretary? I can't get no work out of Grandpap, and you know it. The only reason I hired him was to keep from having to pay out them tips to him every time he bring a telegram over here. Now, since you've taken over his old job, I'm worse off than I ever was. I have to pay him wages and you tips.
Well, fire him then. I don't care.
I did, but he says I got to give him 2 weeks' notice.
Uh-oh.
Right now, he's out trying to buy himself an eye shade. Thinks he's got to have one of them for this secretary's job. More expense. He just ain't no help at all.
Well, you got Doc Withers working for you, ain't you?
I might just as well not have. He's willing, and it was awful nice of him to help out. But, granny, how slow can you be?
Huh?
I set him to work washing dishes this morning, and so far he's got one fork and one spoon done. Every time a customer comes in, he sits down with them and starts talking, telling about Ms. Ferguson or somebody. I'm just about stark raving mad crazy. Abner, you've got to come back.
Lum, I'm happy, and I aim to stay that way.
Well, Abner, I'd hate for you to lose out on the big luncheon.
Big luncheon?
Yeah, didn't I tell you about it?
Why, no. Well, I don't think so, leastways.
Well, I don't reckon you'd be interested no ways, as long as you ain't working at the restaurant no more.
Well, what is it? What is it I'd like to know about it?
Well, it's, well, here, I'll read the telegram that give me the idea.
Is that one I delivered?
No, it's one Grandpap brung over for you taking his job.
Oh.
Here it is. Listen. Lum and Abner, Meadowlark Restaurant, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Guests at exclusive skyscraper oceanfront Lord Tarleton Hotel, Miami Beach, Florida, have formed Lumburger Luncheon Club and request recipe and permission to serve Lumburgers.
Well.
Arranging inaugural Lumburger Luncheon with Gourmet Society of Florida. Diosa Costello, Francis Fay, Sophie Tucker, opera star Rudya Pappas.
Who's press, Papa?
Rudges.
Oh.
Press agent Tom Ferris, assisting chiefs Harvey Stone, Jackie Miles, Joey Lewis, Al Jolson, Ham Fisher, Gypsy Rose Lee, McKinley Canner, and Moss Hart. All of which are guests at Swank Lord Tarleton Skyscraper Hostelry. Also invited chefs of Copacabana, Beachcomber, and exclusive Brook Club. We'll broadcast in All Grill Lumburger Luncheon over local station WINZ.
When?
Walter Jacobs, manager, Lord Tarleton.
Are you going to Florida for that luncheon?
Well, I don't know where I can make it or not, but...
It's after 11 now.
But what I figured I'd do is start up a Lumburger Luncheon Club right here in Pine Ridge.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I'd like to get it started right away.
Yeah, I ought to.
Too bad you ain't going to go to it.
Yeah. Huh?
See, the kind of folks I'll invite to this fair are famous people in and around Pine Ridge.
Famous people?
Yeah, leaders of the community, business executives, and gourmets, and all big people like that. Just too bad you're going to miss it.
Well, Lum, I'm sort of a business executive. I'm associated with the Pine Ridge Telegraph Company, you know.
You're a deliver boy, let's face it.
Oh.
I doubt if the local celebrities would want to sit at the same table with you.
They would, huh?
Too bad, too. Sorry, Evan.
Well, ain't there some way you can work me in on that luncheon, Lum? I say, slip me in through the back door. They might not recognize me. I'll disguise myself. I'll wear a beard, that's what I'll
do. No, I'd hate to take a chance on it, Abner. You might disgrace the whole club.
I might, huh?
Of course, now there is one thing you might do.
Yeah.
Quit that little deliver job and come back to your dignified position of soup jockey and head dishwasher at the Meadowlark Restaurant.
No, I don't know about that now, Lum.
You want to come to the luncheon, don't you?
Well, yeah, sure, but... Well, here, tell you what I'll do. I'll make a deal with you. I'll come back and work here if you get somebody to help me do the dishes.
Well, I might have to do that anyway.
And give me an hour off for lunch every day.
Yeah, I reckon we could do that.
And you've got to promise to help me sweep the place out and clean the stove and wash the dish towels and grind the lumber to meat and put up grocery orders and take stock and make the deal.
Well, hold on now.
Them is my terms right there. Them is it. That's the only way I'll come back to work here.
Well, that's it. I reckon it's a deal, then.
That's it.
Let's shake hands on it.
All right. Howdy-do.
Oh, silly. You're a partner in the restaurant now again.
Yeah. Full partner.
That's fine. Now then, partner, here's a couple of little things I'd like to have you do for the luncheon club.
Yes, sir. You bet. Be glad to. What at?
Put the names on the place cards, fill the nut cups, fold the paper napkins, polish the knives and forks, borrow some tablecloths, rinse the lodge.
Well, now, wait a minute,
Set up the chairs, haul in the tables, tote over the dishes, move in the stove, split up some kindling, hang the decorations, scrub the floor, wash the...
Well, Abner, a man needs a little something to do. Keeps him from getting bored.